So first of all, I just want to thank you all for being here today. And I want to greet Tiago as well. And I couldn't hear all his intervention, but I was able to catch most of it. And I saw Millian's presentation, Jessica's and Katie as well. And I could see so much with, you know, from Millian's presentation, the way of thinking, the organization of peoples, everything he's mentioned. So thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you all speakers who came before me. So I am here in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, in the very south of Brazil. And we are in an area, an indigenous land, which is a Guarani land. We are fighting currently, and we are really fighting for our territory. And as everyone has said, we work in a very specific way to strengthen our fight and our collaboration with our communities. We protect our land, we protect our souls, our spirituality, and we believe that we can only achieve something together if we have the universe, the ecosystems, working in a complete and integrated way. So when something is missing, there's a part of us that is missing as well. So for us, we don't separate anything from nature. We believe that everything that is natural, everything that breathes, that is alive, the air, the land, all elements, currently is part of nature and is part of us. So we are one. And in that sense, we maintain our belief as Guarani people, as indigenous peoples, that resistance, that fight that we keep going for our land, for our territory, and for our nature. And unfortunately, we are experiencing a war, I would say, and there is so much against us, construction developments, a lot of friction, they are invading our land, and they want to develop things in the name of goods and assets. But for us, it's not an asset. It's not an improvement. It means illness. It means deaths. So that's what we're facing right now. We are really confronting. We're really fighting against these developments invading our land. And we have our elders. They are our guides. They give us guidance, they give us direction, and us as young people, as adults, we are the people who put things into practice. We represent the action, so we get that knowledge from our elders, and we put that into practice, and we teach the youngsters, the children, and children will follow up after us. They will look after Mother Earth, and they will propagate that to future generations. So our fight is not for us, not for me, not for my son, only or for my grandson. We fight on behalf of everyone, of every single one of us. In addition to that, we have biodiversity as well in the planet, in our areas. And in this spirit that we try and keep ourselves very strong, our food safety and security is very important. The variety of food staples we have so many types of corn, of sweet potatoes and potatoes, beans as well, watermelons. We have so much variety we bring to the planet, we use, and all these varieties They strengthen our spirit, our soul. They reflect our identity as well. And the corn means so much. It has, it brings strength to us. And in terms of uses of seeds, from when we are planting up to when we are preparing food to eat, we bring people. We have people who are in charge of that. So we have all these roles. And then when we are together, when we are planting, when we are preparing food, we bless the seeds as a community. And those who bless the seeds are the men and the young boys. And when we plant corn, everyone plants, women primarily, because they are the guardians of the seeds. But when these seeds are offered to the earth in order to be blessed, it was ourselves, the women, we give our spirit to it. And it's on our name, in our name, that this corn will be blessed. So I bless on behalf of Kereshu. So is ours, my soul, which is going to receive the blessing, the healing, all that sacred ritual for that seed to be sacred, and that will be planted and germinated from earth. And when we are harvesting as well, we bless the corn and the harvest again, every single food as well that we prepare from corn is blessed. And when we are blessing any type of food, we take it to our sacred spaces. And when we prepare the food, we have that ritual where everyone is receiving the soul, the spirit, during this consecration, these blessing acts. And we also teach children about biodiversity. So it's a bit like a teaching at a university. So they receive like a diploma on how you can really value your food, be it to learn as they will become a doctor or become an agricultural producer or an architect. So that child receiving that food, it's an entire individual. So when they're receiving the soul of the community through food, so they don't need to go to formal education to be someone. So from the moment they are receiving food, they are being blessed as beings. So for us, food staples, cultivating, harvesting, the entire relationship with our food production is important. So one of the key means, one of the key issues that we keep as a very important ritual in our spirituality is the care, the way we care for our food and for our land. So for that reason, we battle for our land every single day. In the past, when we had these blessing rituals, especially for food, we have specific times. So we have people and times to do that. And from the moment where we bless food, it has been blessed as a seed and it has germinated as a plant. And when we consume that food, our physical body becomes sacred as well. And in the past, before we had any contact with that, our spirit was coming from earth. For the earth without seas, as we used to call. And we had the physical body. So the entire community was going from one sacred space, a space where there's no death, no evil, to the physical space. And for us, death didn't exist. To us, it was like we had failed in something, in a rule of our life, so we had to die to be able to achieve this land without evil. So now we are very contaminated as well, and one of the main causes of contamination is our food. And we carry on walking in our path, strengthening our fight. As I've mentioned, where I live in this village, I've arrived here yesterday, there's a lot of conflict, land conflict, and I'm very happy to be able to arrive here. And the first thing I saw was the types of corn, so much variety. And for me, I was really happy. This is so much, it means so much to us. So our soul is here because we have our food staples, our culture here, and I will fight with the communities here. So for us to understand in terms of what we mean, we are complete beings. We survive from the earth, from the water in the earth. We survive through our food, the food we plant, and everything has a meaning to us. We don't exist following patterns that don't really reflect meaning to us. And we currently don't really know what we are eating. We have to rely on so much outside from our community. So that's what I wanted to convey to each one of you, these difficulties we're experiencing. So I know it's hard to hear me, but I'm trying to really convey our spirituality, our fight, and why we carry on resisting. When we see that people from all over the world, especially indigenous peoples, they share that knowledge, and more we say, this is the right way to live your life. So we are fighting for life, and we are here together. And we need more people to strengthen this fight and protect life, because we are protecting everyone. And now we are really fighting with our lives. We are receiving death threats. We have the protection of our gods, of our spirits, but we have the entire planet of indigenous peoples being really threatened with death threats. So we need to be protected as well, because we need to be able to fight and to have better lives. So this was the message I wanted to convey to you. And I thank you here, and I thank you for all the speakers. So now I hand over the floor.